Hare Krishna. I lost my voice, got a hoarse voice, so you'll forgive me if this is going to be short, answering one question from Rashuti Kulkarni. And he says, what should one do if he takes a vow or sets a standard and can't keep it? How can he be freed from the vow and the offense or reaction of not keeping it? Well, at least there are two types of vows or standards that one sets. One which is not formal, but that we voluntarily take on our own in our aspiration for spiritual life. And the other is the formal vows that one takes at initiation, after initiation, in the presence of the spiritual master, at the request of the spiritual master and other Vaishnavas. As far as the former is concerned, for instance, we often have such situations where people who are newly practicing Krishna consciousness, then they start to chant 16 rounds and discover that they have difficulty in doing that. So then they sort of slipped out and don't chant 16 rounds. No harm. There's no offense in that. They're trying to do the best they can. They're like little children who have some high aspiration. The effort in itself is laudable. What should they do? They should then readjust their standards to something that they can maintain. And if you practice standards that you can maintain, you develop spiritual strength, and in that way gradually one can just lift one standard up and up. So in this way one progresses in spiritual life. On the other hand, someone who is a senior devotee, who is quote-unquote an adult in Krishna consciousness, then the vows that he or she takes become then recognized and supervised by Krishna. One takes vows for chanting 16 rounds and following regulated principles, for example. And if one does not keep those, then he commits an offense. Not only is it a sin to, for instance, break the regulated principles and have illicit sex, for example, but one's also committing an offense of breaking a vow, a promise that one's made. How to become free from that, one has to apologize to those involved, particularly spiritual master. One has to come clean and be honest, and then make very concrete steps for following or continuing one's standard, reestablishing oneself in one's vow. Sometimes the devotees use the excuse, well, I was immature when I took the vow, and so on. And but therefore, think very well, think very carefully before one makes such commitment. Because you may use that excuse, but that excuse will not excuse you from the influence of, or from the displeasure of Bhakti Devi. And one will get the reaction. One will actually get a reaction, and that reaction will be manifold. One is that by committing an offense, one then nurtures or gives ground for other anarthas or bad habits to grow within the heart. Another is that one gives precedent for the unruly mind, and therefore reestablishing proper standards will be even more difficult. And the third is that having committed a sinful activity, one will get a reaction. Illicit sex, one engages in illicit sex, then even though one may be a devotee, one will get the reaction for such an activity. It won't be overlooked. And of course, all of these make it more difficult again to do the right thing, to follow one's standard. It can certainly be done. So in that way, we should be very conscientious and careful when we do take vows, and recognize that taking formal vows is a very serious thing, and having taken them, then we should protect ourselves so that we don't get in a situation where we compromise ourselves. Hare Krishna.